You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yeah.
Last week, environmental organisation Forest and Bird filed judicial review proceedings in the High Court to challenge extension of consents for the Tuki Tuki Water Storage Project. The consents, which were granted in 2015, were meant to expire after 10 years. But despite no physical work being done, the Hawke's Bay Regional Council, Central Hawke's Bay District Council, and Hastings District Council have decided to extend the lapse dates by an additional 5 years. Forest and Bird have argued the environmental context of the project has changed in the last decade and wants to ensure decision makers go through the correct process. The organisation has a history of opposing the project, winning a Supreme Court case in 2017 stopping a land swap which would have allowed the dam to flood 22 hectares of public conservation land. To discuss the challenge against the Tuki Tuki Water Storage Project consent extension, I talked to Forest and Bird Acting General Counsel, May Downing. Now, can you first give us a bit of context on this Tuki Tuki Water Storage Project and why it's relevant again after 10 years?
Yes, absolutely. So about 10 years ago, consents for this large dam of the Makarora River in the Ruaheni Ranges was granted by a board of inquiry. Around that same time, as part of their application, they needed a land exchange with the Department of Conservation so that they could inundate part of the Ruaheni Forest Park. But Forest and Bird took that decision, decided to grant that. We took it to the Supreme Court and won in around 2017. Now, that prevented those resource consents from ever being exercised because that land exchange was basically deemed unlawful. And fast forward now, last year, about a week before the consents were due to expire, they applied to the councils to get an extension of the lapse date, which they only granted a few months ago.
And Forest and Bird have talked about kind of the environmental context of the area and project changing. What kind of environmental impacts could this project have if it went forward?
The main ones of concern for Forest and Bird are the freshwater and terrestrial values. There will also be the lost recreational values, but that's not really within our wheelhouse to talk to. So the key freshwater issues are the loss of Oxbow wetland. So it's actually quite a haven of biodiversity values. It also includes not just these wetlands within the area that would be inundated, but braided river form, which is quite rare internationally. It also helps with the connectivity, providing habitat for indigenous freshwater fish. A lot of these are threatened or at risk. And in terms of terrestrial, they've found remnant lizard and bird populations, long-tailed bats, as well as other rare types of vegetation in the area. And just if I could add to that, this isn't just a dam for hydro and therefore contributing to renewable energy sources. This is actually to help with irrigation, and it's a catchment that's already suffering from poor water quality with high nitrogen levels, and this is just going to exacerbate it.
And did the council consult much with the local community and iwi when they made this decision to extend the consents?
So part of the requirements or the criteria that need to be considered with lapse extension. So there's three criteria, and one of them is approval from affected or interested parties. The legislative wording is persons who may be adversely affected by the granting of an extension. And I think they, with respect, cherry-picked the groups that they did want to consult with. So Forest and Bird wasn't consulted. I understand that DOC wasn't properly consulted. And it's only until after they made the decision we've had some mana whenua groups speak to us about not having been consulted.
And how important is it to hold decision makers to account with these types of projects?
Oh, we think it's absolutely critical, and that's why we've filed the claim.
And can it kind of feel difficult to challenge and resist when the government seems quite pro this project? They've got their fast track approval bill, which seems to be encouraging it, and they've also given $18 million funding loan to the project. Does that make it harder to feel like you're fighting against a bigger force?
Yes, to be honest though, it's feeling a lot like that with other cases we've got on the go, but when there's a matter of principle to defend, we stick to our guns on these things.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I forgot to mention, because they are quite a special bird, but they've also found, when you did ask about the ecological values, I omitted to refer to the blue duck or the seal, and they would be affected if this was to proceed.
That was Forests and Bird Acting General Counsel May Downing speaking to me about the challenge against the Tuki Tuki Water Storage Project consent extension.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.